Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, what's going on right now? I'm talking with Michael Freiberger, a.k.a. Freiberger, a.k.a. your local bartender, a.k.a. the owner and founder of Satanic Royalty, a.k.a. the singer of Death Cave, bass player, right? Singer, bass player of correct. Death Cave. Okay, a.k.a. your friendly local Hesher with the cutest dog in the world. And a.k.a. Am I missing any a.k.a.s here?
Do all the show booking at Bar House.
Yes.
Soon to be Hierophant.
Yep. With Hierophant. Ex-member of Throne of Bone. Ex-member of what other bands?
Brainscraper. Dang.
MRSA. It was like 2 days you were in MRSA.
Yeah.
Dank.
Got MRSA. Got MRSA.
Nice. There we go. All right, cool. I think we covered all the bases, dude. Nice. So you have something coming up here that – let's just get this out of the way. Coming up February 3rd, 4th, and 5th, you're putting on a death metal and, like, grindcore and just, like, loud music festival called Disemboweled Godfest. That is – I mean, that just says it all. Like, you know what you're getting into when you see on the flyer Disemboweled Godfest. It's Oxygen Destroyer, Cystic, Degraved, Volnir, Witch Vomit, Spirit Possession, Axe Sphere, Grave Depression, A Torture Rack, Rat King, Hemorrhoid, that's a good one, and Decaying Crypt.
Dripping Decay also
Dripping
has
de-
been added to
the okay. Nice, dude. And that's going down at Bar House.
Yep, part of our last month of shows there. We have a lot of really cool shows going down, but that whole month is kicking off at the Disemboweled Godfest, going down Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 3rd, 4th, and 5th of February.
Last hurrah for some shows there, right?
Yeah, you know, I've tried to cram every single thing I could. It's going to be quite a month, which is the opposite of what February is usually like mm-hmm. for both the music and the bar scene. So it's been kind of crazy gearing up and already been way busier and crazier than normal this winter, which is it's been kind of nice, you know? It's like right now we're in the saddest time of the year, but it's been pretty happy. Joyous, bittersweet. It's been bittersweet.
How long of a heads up did you have that things were going to be ending as far as shows there?
We knew it was temporary from the beginning.
Sure.
But
the neighbors are just bummed.
It wasn't even the neighbors. They're just everything just kind of like it happened. And then once we knew that it was over, it was like, how long can we get? Like, you know, yeah. It's like, hey, can we be done at the end of January? It's like, all right, how about the end of February?
Just push it.
And then, you know, Ben's other band, Constant Lovers, their guitar player, Eric, was gone all of February, so we ended up being like, all right, let's squeeze one more in the first weekend of March.
So, okay. So
the first weekend of March will be the very end.
Can we get it to June?
No.
And then just through summer?
Yeah. I've already lost quite a bit of sanity, as is. It'll be nice when it's over. You know, I've been going crazy, like, but in a lot of bigger bands, like Sumac and Drab Majesty and Sandrider, you know, like a bunch of really cool-ass bands.
Pan Native American Front,
Yeah, I mean, well, it was fun to have them there, but I'm just talking about simply for this last
year coming up. Sure.
But yeah, you bet your ass. I could get winded here talking about the amazing bands that I've been privileged to book down there in the last couple of years. So
absolutely, and that's something I wanted to showcase, man. Because you know, so the Bar House isn't going anywhere. You can still drink there. You can still listen to the heavy metal soundtrack and have fun and awesome, you know, local bar over in the Fremont area. But you know, it's kind of an end of an era that I think was you really came out of the pandemic just kicking, dude. Like, I remember when you were walked me through just, you know, when you were like, hey man, we're gonna open up the venue downstairs, and I didn't even know there was that downstairs, and like, you seriously, like, you know, applaud you, dude. Like, you came out of the pandemic just like as a champion of Northwest music, just totally you fucking rode hard for this shit. And you know, I just wanted to spotlight that and give you your flowers, man, because like, you seriously like put on so hard for that. Man, like you really like went above and beyond, and you know, like, you deserve a ton of respect for that, because you know, no one's getting rich here off this shit. It's a passion, man, and you have so much passion for it. So,
and that's the thing, you know, when you see something that you're so passionate about kind of come loose at the seams, you know, it's like,
but what has
who else is going to step up, you know, besides you? You know, especially I had a means and a way to do a lot of things, and it's like, if you're given an opportunity and you don't do anything with it, that all you're doing is a disservice to your community. And so all I feel is like I had the ability to do it, you know, and so I did it.
How long have you had kind of this like DIY ethic, you know, like, and what would you like kind of credit that to? Was it growing up
in the like punk metal scene in Alaska? You know, I've been throwing shows since way, way long ago, the late 90s, you know, we would put flyers, pocket bills up at the skate shop and at the record store where everyone would hang out. You know, people go to the malls and just hang out. That's what you did back then, you know. And so you just leave flyers there. And in Alaska, where I grew up, it was so cold that all the parking lots have electricity. And so in the summer, there's electricity in every fucking parking lot. And the sun doesn't set. So you could literally go anywhere. You know, it was mainly like places like Sam's Club or like by the skate park, or there's a little mall by the skate park where like a skate shop was and things like that. So like, people would oftentimes go there, but those ones would get shut down by the cops a lot quicker. But I mean, besides that, it was always like the Dog Mushing Hall, the Elks Lodge, like the little tribal hall.
Yeah.
Anywhere we could throw a show, we would throw a show, you know. And once I moved to Seattle, like 2004, I kept that, you know, doing that at house shows, and I threw a bunch of shows at the Belltown Underground, which was kind of like a DIY spot that had like two stages. It's a really wild spot. We threw some crazy, crazy parties there. But, you know, I just kind of kept that going, and then have kind of silently just been helping book a bunch of shows behind the scenes at like places like the Highline over the years, and Morgue and Black Lodge, stuff like that. And then
and then it became official.
Yeah.
And now it's becoming even more official.
It has to be. You know, it kind of goes hand in hand with everything I'm trying to do, you know? Yeah. And it's like, I love booking tours. I love booking shows. I love supporting bands that actually care, you know? Bands that are willing to do it all from themselves. Those are the bands that I want to support. You know, I'm not trying to help bands that just want to be fed.
Earlier.
You know? Just be given things, you know what I mean? That's not like the type of people I like to surround myself and work with, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, we're all going to do something. We're all going to work hard for it, you know? There's not room for people to be lazy, you know? And sorry to those who are lazy, but
Hey, calling him out.
Bye.
Who's lazy? Call him out. I'm just kidding. Earlier today, this evening, I had a band called Accused AD. We all know them. OGs here in the Northwest. Okay. And there's a word that I used to describe them is lifers. And that's a word that I 100% use to describe you as a lifer, man.
Oh, yeah. I love that. You know, as a little kid, I used to play a lot of shows at the Comet Tavern. And there's a guy, Sioux City Pete, who used to hang out there all the time. I mean, he still hangs out all the time. Yep. He still plays in bands.
Sioux City Pete and the Beggars, yeah.
Yeah. But he told me that when I was a little kid. He was just like, he saw me play a show. And he's just like, man, that is like, you're a lifer. And I just remember hearing that and being like, that was like the best compliment I've ever gotten, you know?
Yeah.
It still sticks with me, Pete. I don't know if you remember that. That was like 15 years ago, bud.
I mean, you don't get covered in tattoos and not be a lifer, dude, most of the time.
Well,
so.
You can.
I guess you can.
There's
you
a lot of people
put out
have.
A rap record, a SoundCloud rap record, you know, face tattoos.
Totally. Let's just start with your face and hand.
You think you'll ever get your face tattooed?
No. Face and neck, man. It's like the more people tattoo their face and neck first, the less I want to do it.
I mean, you're a really attractive guy. Just putting it out there. You know, you don't need any, you know, gimmicks on your face.
Like, I like to tattoo my body because I used to be a big, chubby guy when I was younger. You know, it's like, I don't like having the stretch marks and all that. So, like,
sure.
Tattoos make me comfortable with, like,
there you go.
I want to take my shirt off at the... At the beach, man.
Okay, so your label's called Satanic Royalty. What's your most blasphemous tattoo?
Blasphemous?
What's your most, like...
A bunch of, like, satanic symbolism.
Satanic symbolism?
A
cult?
Upside-down crosses, burning churches. I have a couple burning churches.
Okay. If you walk into a church, you just evaporate?
You know, I've been in a bunch. Like,
oh, okay.
I don't know, man. I don't believe in Satan either. You know, I just
sure,
like,
sure. Just it's kind just of the metal imagery.
Against
yeah.
religion as it is, you know, it's just always been such a dumb thing. That's it.
Well, we're getting
I'm not going to dive too
sure,
deep.
Sure, sure.
Like,
we're getting a little sidetracked.
Christianity's
here
silly. Like, sure. So I made, you know, I've always been. Silly too, so I named things like Satanic Royalty to be
you know what? Let's go into some Striper, okay? Let's play some Striper,
well,
and then we'll be back
hell with the devil.
Exactly,
I say.
We'll be back after some Striper. I'm just kidding. So you know, you were mentioning how you know you were kind of you know booking things behind the scenes, and now and then it became you know like you're up in people's faces doing it as the person at. Bar House, but now you have joined forces with Hierophant Booking. Tell me about that.
Well, that one is kind of like just kind of came naturally. Zach Wise and Adam Walker, the two main people behind that, are you know old buddies. You know they've mm-hmm. been doing things behind the scenes for a long time too. You know what I mean? And you can't be around and not notice everything that they've done for a while. And so it's just, and I like them as people. And it's not like I'm trying to just do one thing myself either.
Yeah.
You know, the more people that are trying to do this passionately working together, the better it's going to be. You know what I mean? The better
yep.
product, the better shows, like the better quality, you know. You know where to look when you're trying to find the heavy or awesome, you
yep.
know, or Dark and Cynthia, you know.
Dark and Cynthia, my friend Charlize is a part of your,
yeah.
She's one of my oldest radio friends, yep.
What's her company called again? False Prophet.
Yeah, False
yeah,
Prophet.
Yeah, Charlize with False Prophet is also teaming up, and I just love, you know, like a lot of, you see it a lot, especially with the younger kids these days who yep. are listening to a lot of the heavy and more extreme music. Also, like the really dancey and fun.
There's
like,
that's one thing is when I was you know first coming up on like punk, hardcore, metal and stuff. There was so much, say elitism or just like restrictions on like genres and stuff. These days, nobody gives. The people that are
and
listening to
you know,
Post Malone
yeah,
are listening
yeah.
to black metal and then listening to it's actually wonderful. And
yeah,
I think it's super
I've always
cool.
been that way, and I've always been ridiculed and made fun of by the hardcore and the
sure.
gatekeepery types, you know, like for everything. You know, I've always loved black metal and death metal, and you know, the extreme people and those scenes throughout the years have always been. You know, there's been silly people involved with everything. I
sure.
Yes, I know. But, you know, you know how it is.
So, Hierophant Booking, so it's kind of a collective now? Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so it's just going to be exactly like a bunch of people trying to just bring, like, badass tours together, badass shows, like for like the type of bands that you want to see. And like,
is that affiliated with Northwest Terror Fest or no?
I think so you could say affiliated. Leah from Northwest Terror Fest is also associated.
Oh, awesome.
She's doing stuff. Sorry, I didn't mention her earlier, but. Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few people who are going to be associated with
That's awesome.
I just was, you know, the backbone of it was with Zach and Adam. And,
yep.
You know, I think Dylan will even do some stuff through it.
That's cool.
We'll see. But, like, it's just going to be, you know, a good, you know. And, again, like, people have struggled with not knowing where to look for things. It's like, well, it's like if you follow the people who are mainly booking these fun big shows.
Move over, Golden Voice Coachella, dude. We got Hierophant coming through, man.
Out of the way. Out of the way, Peck.
Man. Okay, so we've got Sandrider in the studio now. I just interviewed Sandrider for Loud and Local. So they're putting out their newest record on Satanic Royalty. That's another thing we got to touch on, man, is like this is another thing that you've really, you know, and I interviewed you early on during the pandemic via Zoom. I do have to mention how much better interviewing people in person is. Like, the Zoom thing is cool. It was a product of its time, and it is awesome that I get to interview a f***ing Rob Halford, because that would not happen in person. But for friends that are in the same city, you know, it's so much better that I can just do it in the room, you know, and like...
I will say, yeah, I see that it's a double-edged sword for sure. Like, I love the fact that, again, I've done a lot of really cool interviews with people all over the country because of it. And then also, it's like... This is way more fun.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Like, and also, I don't think...
It also sounds better.
I also don't think you get the quality of conversation...
No, absolutely.
...when you're not in a room with someone, because there's such a thing as, like, feeling the energy in the room. You know what I mean?
And like, there's like that awkward lag, you know? It's like, did you cut off? Oh, never mind. Yeah. So, I'm stoked to have you here.
Back to Satanic Royalty.
So I interviewed you early on in the pandemic via Zoom, and this was from your first home base of your Satanic Royalty, your first office. Are you still in the same place?
No. I've moved it into my house. Which
awesome.
Which is great.
Because it was in Belltown.
Well, I was in an apartment. So, like, running a label out of an apartment was almost an impossible thing. So I needed a place to do it, and I had a place that was awesome.
Nice.
Now I have my garage, which is even better because I could be at home with my kids. And
there you go.
Have it all
packing
together.
Records, hanging with the kids. Everything.
Exactly. You know, find the best of both worlds. You know?
What do the kids think of the metal? Are they fans?
They
tolerate
it. The boy likes some metal, but like, and the girl doesn't at all. She's very much into girly music.
Sure,
know? Like she loves her Disney soundtracks and such. You know,
there is a guy who does metal versions of Disney soundtracks. So maybe you'll have to find that on YouTube for her. So.
Yeah, I've seen some versions of metal songs Disney-fied and the opposite.
You're like, let's not talk about this. Let's,
no, it's funny. I love a good laugh. Like, I mean, come on.
LOL.
Who doesn't enjoy a good chuckle?
Exactly. Oh yeah, I got to remember. We got to look up cottage core after this. Grandma's cottage. We gotta look that up. So Satanic Royalty, man. So that kind of started in the beginning of the pandemic, and now is a fully fledged label. You're at number 12 records out with Sandrider 00112. So you've put out a bunch of good records. The Eris record was incredible. Old Iron. You put out the His Hero Is Gone, a tribute record.
Yeah.
What else you got coming up, man?
We did Dark Meditation.
That record was one of my favorites from last year. Incredible record.
I just wanted to just highlight those two.
Yes.
I'm really, really, really proud of those two albums as well. I'm really proud of the albums we got coming out this year, too.
What do we got?
As you were talking about, that new Sandrider record is...
Yep.
Absolutely off the chain good. Like, but every Sandrider record is off the chain good. Mm-hmm. They're just continuing to kick ass. As you could hear from the first single, Leo, like that song, Get Stuck in Your Head. It's a good sign of a song kicking ass, I feel, is definitely a song that makes you want to come back to it, especially when it's longer. A longer songwriter song, I feel. We'll see. Whatever. And then the whole album you'll hear is amazing. It doesn't stop there. Like, track after track, bumper to bumper. Like, there's no wimps allowed in this record. Only strong ones.
Yeah.
That album's going to be great. I got an ugly record that's going to be coming out here nice. Soon out of Phoenix. This band is definitely worth checking out. Ugly Sledge to find online. But it's members of, like, Transient. And then members of, like, Endorphins Lost, who, like, my old band Brainscraper used to share a jam space with.
Yes.
We've played shows together for many, many, many years. And it's an honor to have them on the label, man. They are absolutely insane. They're out of Arizona now, but they found these two musicians there that are just incredible, too. I'm lucky enough to play a bunch of shows with them on tour with my own band Death Cave, and just seeing them live is unreal. So when they approached me wanting to put out this record of the songs that they were playing live when we got to play with them for a few shows, was kind of a no-brainer, you know. I didn't even, like, look at the bank account. I was just like, I'll figure it out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's like, nice. Yeah, I gotta put this out. So that record, Autograph, is going to be coming out soon. The announcement is coming.
You just mentioned that you signed Wrecking.
I did, yeah. I signed Wrecking as well. I'll be putting out their full length this year.
Awesome.
Really excited about that. They're another band that, like, when I first saw them, I'm like, holy shit.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's like...
Great guys,
I heard about this band. Yeah, and that's the other thing. Like, you got to be a package deal. You got to be a hard worker, a great person, and they just fit all that category.
Absolutely.
When I first saw them, when we played together, it was just unreal how good they were, how tight they were, like, how fun, like, you know, just I loved everything that they were bringing to the table. And again, like, more deathy grind stuff is what I also want to put on this label. So I'm trying to cover all my favorite types of music. As we were talking earlier, I don't really subscribe to one kind of, like, genre.
All right, we got the Satanic Royalty pop punk compilation coming out soon.
Yeah.
Not.
I said heavy. All things heavy.
From my perspective, I get a lot of radio promos, and I always get emails from Earsplit about everything that you put out. So what's that been like working with Liz and Dave at Earsplit PR?
It was kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I mean, like, going into this, like, I needed them. you know what I mean? It was like everything going into creating the label and everything I was trying to do with the label revolved around having a team that works hard and cares about what they're doing. And I knew that working with Liz in the past before going into it, and her excitement about the label going into it, you know,
yeah.
that it was like, again, it was a no-brainer that it had to be that way. You know, it's
yeah.
like, I don't want anyone on my team who isn't excited to work mm-hmm. for the team. You know what I mean? It's
absolutely.
Like they're going to be a weak link in it. You know, and I don't have time or energy to have weak links around, mm-hmm. you know? There's too much things that go on.
You are the weakest link. Nice, dude. Well, I'm just curious because I don't have a label, but I'm on the receiving end of these promos, and I'm always like, I wonder what that's like to work. It must be really cool, so...
But yeah,
that's awesome.
I mean, again, it's like you're as good as your team, and I'm really blessed to have a really hardworking team, you know, and it goes with the distribution as well, you know, it's like, you know, if people really want this record, they'll be able to find it because, you know, there's distribution to every independent record store that's willing to carry it.
That's so amazing.
You know, that's another awesome part about having the label.
Well, let's showcase some of the music. Let's take a music break. We're going to go into a song from a record you put out last year, Dark Meditation. Let's go into Babylon Money Magic. Is that cool?
Absolutely.
All right.
Banger.
Yes. It's KISW. It's Metal Shop.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dark Meditation here on The Rock, and I'm talking with Freiberger from Satanic Royalty Records, from Death Cave, from Hierophant Booking, from Disemboweled Godfest, from everything, dude. So you're in Death Cave. Are you in any other bands or just Death Cave right now?
So I might as well scratch the surface of a new band. I got a black metal project with my lady called
Awesome.
Harin Hatan.
Wow.
Which it'll take its time surfacing, sure. But I'm really excited to do everything with my partner. She's
what is
amazing.
What does she play?
She plays drums. She's always wanted to play drums. She's amazing. Like, I could tell the way she would headbang and play her drums when we first started dating. Like, you know, my drummer teaches drums. I immediately got her lessons and then helped her build her drum set that she has now. And she's been killing it, you know. People with that passion and that fire, it doesn't matter how old you are, you got it in you. You get the instrument in front of you, you're going to learn how to play it, and she's been killing it. So, and I've been playing guitar with the band, and I've never really played guitar really well. I've been taking lessons from Tyler from Zoth.
Oh, he's such a ripper, dude.
He's a ripper. He's been teaching me lots, man. It's been great. You know, again, never too old to
That's awesome.
Teach yourself some new things. You know,
you guys got a bassist?
I think we're just going to be just the two of us for the time being. You know, we'll see what happens out of it. I don't know, you know.
Figure it out. What's it called again?
Harin Hatan.
All right.
It's Mongolian.
Nice, dude. All right, dude. That's cool.
But yeah, so that and Death Cave, you know. So with Death Cave right now, we've got no shows until Northwest Terror Fest. We're playing that at the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely excited about that. They just dropped the entire lineup in the poster the other day.
Yes.
And
Autopsy, Yob, yeah, so many, dude. Let me pull it up.
Early Moods, Neck Rot, you know, as Thra, Friends from Phoenix. A lot of really killer bands. Sonia, Crossbitter.
Let me pull it up here real quick.
I think I got it.
Okay, we got Autopsy, Yob, Ghoul, Impaled, Misery Index, Wormrot, Conan, Genocide Pact, Necrot, Serpentant, Horrendous, Antichrist, Siege Machine, Castrator, awesome band, Crossbitter, The Silver, Miasmatic, Necrosis, No Moss, Night, Pink Mass, Solicitor, Sonia, which is really cool. Sonia's so super cool.
I'm really excited to see Sonia.
T'Chornabog, Fetid, Drouth, Early Moods, Exulensis, Hellshock, Torture Rack, Spirit Possession, Abstractor, Cult Sickness, Death Cave, Denial of Life, Lilith, Reburied, Thra, Vamatar, and Dragcar. Yeah, we're like speaking a different language as you guys walk in. You guys taking off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take it easy, guys.
Love you guys.
See you guys.
Oh, that's fine.
Thank you guys. Have a good one. See you guys. Get out there safe.
Thank you.
We're like speaking a different language as they walk in. We're like, Karanata Vamata Dragka. So, yeah, man, you guys are going to be playing this, dude. One of the local representatives, man. How's that feel?
Great. Absolutely fantastic. I mean, like, if you just, yeah, look at the lineup, the local representative is, like, local representative bands are, like, Serpentant, Reburied, like,
Lilith,
Solicitor, yep. Torture Rack, Spirit Possession, Fetid,
Lilith, Denial of Life,
Drow, yeah. Reburied, the Drakkar.
Dude, that new Reburied really cool. Sounds awesome. It's
disgusting, yeah. So for those boys, those are all friends, members of bands that have been in a bunch of other bands throughout the years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty of any thriving scene is that any band that's usually popping off have been in 20 other really cool bands in the past as well.
Castrator, now that is a nasty name, dude. I do not want to get castrated.
All female. Death metal band. Yeah.
Good, dude. From Colorado.
Yeah, good stuff. I always love the strong female presence that Northwest Seraphist has.
Absolutely, man.
I'm also really excited about the newer wave of black metal with a strong female presence, like Vomitar, Spirit Possession, stuff like that has been.
That's one thing about this fest is that, and I was talking about it with Accused AD because they played last year, and they were so pumped on it. They said it was like the best experience. They said that it was like a red carpet, basically. They said they gave them weed. Like they just treated them like kings. They said it was like the best. So, and you could tell because they all had smiles on their faces and they just had such a great experience.
Yeah, I've been there.
A thrash night. There was like a doom night. There was like a black metal night. It's like, really well done.
A bit of everything. It's always been great. You know, I've been to every single Northwest Terror Fest since it started, and it's just a really special show, and I'm really excited to actually play it. You know, I really love and respect the people who are behind putting it on, and I'm really proud of them for sticking through all the tough COVID years and everything. You know, we've all seen how many fests have been struggled and hurt by the COVID and everything. You know, Maryland Death Fest took a year off, you know, Fire in the Mountains second year off. Like, a lot of people needed like time after, even after things are back in action, just because it was such a financial blow and there was so much anxiety and this like this on
people need a rest from
I mean, that's just a lot to go through. It's a mental gymnastics, you know.
It's mental.
It's just going through like so much things like that. It can be a bit much, but yeah, really excited about playing that. That'll, you know, in the meantime, Death Cave is going to just sit back and work on recording our next album, writing and recording. You know, we're just launched our new logo. We're gonna take the band in
a little bit more
of a black metal lead direction, heavier black metal, kind of like our that single off our last EP, Birch Trees Are Bones, kind of something a little more along the lines of that style, where just kind of like darker, heavy, blackened music. So
nice.
Look out. This next album's going to be sick. I'm really, really excited about it.
You guys going to record it up in Anacortes again?
No, we recorded the last one with Matt Bayless, actually.
Oh, cool.
And,
nice.
I think we're going to continue that trend. Really, really, really happy with the way the last album sounded. And
he's
really
the official Satanic Royalty producer. You know how Jack and Dino was with Sub Pop? You know?
I've recorded with Jack and Dino. I've recorded two amazing albums with Jack and Dino.
Nice.
The Brain Scraper album and the Dang album
were That's both awesome.
Recorded by Jack and Dino. I love that dude, 100%. I love working with him. I love the product he's able to create. I just, you know, when you vibe and meet someone and, like, able to work well with someone, like the way I have with Matt, it's crazy, you know. And I love working with Ben Verlon, you know, who recorded our last album, too. It was absolutely amazing. Like, and I would honestly work with Ben again, too. I think that, like, working with maybe a Ben-Matt Bayless hybrid collaboration could yield some pretty cool things in the future, but we'll see what happens, you know?
nice, dude. So there is one thing that we need to mention. Your hand is f***ed up. What happened to your hand, dude? You burned it?
I was cooking some, it's called harshar. It's like a, kind of like a Mongolian empanada.
Okay.
Some like beef and garlic and onion, like diced up and cooked, and then put it into like a little like flour, you know, like shell, and then you fry it up, and I accidentally got a little bit of the frying oil on my hand and
messed it up, dude.
So I have to encase it in aloe. Encased in aloe.
There you go. That's one of your new black metal songs.
To prevent, you know, that like never ending burning sensation you have when you've burned yourself pretty badly.
Yep.
But I try to stay positive when I hurt myself. It happens quite a lot. And not like I'm like, you know, a glutton for punishment, as some people would say. It just
happens.
I just live that life, you know. I live on the edge. You live on the edge. Sometimes you fall off.
Absolutely. I don't want to keep you up here for too long, man. But it was important for me to have you onto the show because, you know, you're someone who's always supported me, but you're also someone who's always just supported like everything Northwest music wise, dude, and everything metal and heavy music. And you're doing so much. You have so many different prongs to this interview. You know, it's like so many different directions we could go in. We had to cover the band, we had to cover the booking, we had to cover the venue, we had to cover the fest, which is again Disemboweled God Fest going down February 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Bar House. You know, we had to cover the label. So there's just so many different things that we had to cover. And so it was important for me to sit down with you, man. You're really like a figurehead in this Northwest scene as far as just like someone that is just such a champion of it. So,
Well, thank you so much, man.
You're welcome.
I've always seen you that exact same way. And I've always, you know, again, like I've always been a cheerleader for all my friends who are actually doing something and actually caring about it, and that's why I've always just loved everything that you've done.
Appreciate
over the years, and it's great to see what you've done through the pandemic too, like keeping that never ending questions going out, man. You're relentless with your interviews.
Very relentless. I did like 300.
That's what I mean. It's just like. It's cool. Like everything you've done is just so cool, and I gotta just like tip my hat to you as well.
Because, appreciate it, man.
Again, I just it takes a village to do this, man, and I'm really proud to be a in a position where I can like continue to help out a scene, you know. And it's like even bands like that aren't on my label, like bands I love and I support, you know, you better believe I'm going to be like screaming their name loudly too. You know, it's like, I just love music. I just love like good, hardworking musicians too, you know? And again, it's like anybody who's like really kicking ass for the right reasons with and like doing it well. And like, that's the thing. There's no shortage of good music around the Northwest. Like, doesn't matter what's going on or how rich or poor the economy is. It's like how much people can't afford to live in the city anymore. It doesn't matter. Like, Seattle will always be a wonderful hub for music. And it's like something I will always continue to fight for and like continue to try to, yeah, I don't know, but try to make it be the best it can be for everyone, you know.
I'll give you a little, you know, peek behind the scene. The reason I did all those interviews is because I'm actually just a punisher, and getting behind a microphone gives me a reason to be a punisher.
Well, I mean, anyways, you gotta, even if that's your duty to be just like an insane punisher, it's like you gotta keep your hands
on that. Punishing word, content, you know? Right? Like, yeah. I'm just kidding.
It's crazy. Like, again, like, so many musicians from so many different types of bands, like, it's just wonderful to see everything you've done,
Kevin. Thank you, man. Thank you. Again, Death Cave. We got Satanic Royalty. We got Disemboweled Godfest. We got Hierophant Booking. So much going on, man. Let's end things with a Death Cave song. But before we do, I have two more questions for you.
I got two answers for you.
Favorite Northwest band of all time?
Favorite Northwest band of all time. How about Wolves in the Throne Room?
Yeah, there we go. All right. I like it. And do you have anyone that you'd like to thank or shout out?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to my fiance, Angie. She's the driving force behind everything I'm doing. Like, I have such a wonderful family at home, and I feel like I couldn't put as much energy and love into everything I do without having the energy and love I have back at home.
Fryburger is dad burger.
I like being a dad.
Nice, dude. I love it, dude. Death Cave, let's go into a song. What song do you want to play, dude?
How about we're just talking about birch trees or bones? Let's end it with the epic.
All right, sounds good, man. Again, support Satanic Royalty Records. Support Death Cave, Disemboweled God Fest going down February 3rd, 4th, and 5th over at Bar House. And you said the birch are bones.
Birch trees are bones.
Birch trees are bones by Death Cave.
And Satanic is spelled with a K.
Exactly.
Don't you forget.
Right on, man. Here it is, Death Cave on the Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.